Now King Solomon loved many foreign women, along with the daughter of Pharaoh, Moabite, Ammonite, Edomite, Sidonian, and Hittite women from the nations of which the Lord had said to the sons of Israel, "You shall not associate with them, nor shall they associate with you. They will certainly turn your heart away to follow their gods." Solomon clung to these in love. He had 700 wives who were princesses, and 300 concubines. And his wives turned his heart away, for when Solomon was old, his wives turned his heart away to follow other gods. And his heart was not whole.
My covenant and my statutes which I have commanded you, I will certainly tear the kingdom away from you and will give it to your servant. However, I will not do it in your days, only for the sake of your father David, but I will tear it away from the hand of your son. Not tear away all the kingdom, but I will give one tribe to your son for the sake of my servant David and for the sake of Jerusalem, which I have chosen. Then the Lord raised up an adversary against Solomon, Hadad the Edomite. He was of the royal line. It came about when David was in Edom, and Joab, the commander of the army, had gone up to bury
that had it fled to Egypt, he and certain Edomites of his father's servants with him while Hadad was a young boy. They set out from Midian and came to Paran, and they took men with them from Paran and came to Egypt, to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, who gave him a house and assigned him food and gave him land. Now had it found great favor in the sight of Pharaoh, so that he gave him in marriage the sister of his own wife, the sister of Tapenes, the queen, and the sister of Tapenes gave birth to his son Jerubbaal. Whom Tapenes went in Pharaoh's house, and Jenubath was in Pharaoh's house among the sons of Pharaoh. But when Hadad heard in Egypt that David lay down with his fathers, and that Joab, the commander of the army, was dead, Hadad said to Pharaoh, "Let me go so that I may go to my own country." However, Pharaoh said to him, "But what have you lacked with me that you are here requesting to go to your own country?" And he answered, and he gathered men to himself and became leader of a marauding band after David killed those of Zobah. And they went to Damascus and stayed there and reigned in Damascus. So he was an adversary to Israel all the days of Solomon, along with the harm that Hadad inflicted. And he felt disgust and reigned over Aram. Then Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and Ephraimite of Zerida, Solomon's servant, whose mother's name was Zeruah, a widow, also rebelled against the king. Now this was the reason why he rebelled against the king. His father David. Now the man Jeroboam was a valiant warrior, and when Solomon saw that the young man was industrious, he appointed him over all the forced labor of the house of Joseph. And it came about at that time, when Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem, that the prophet Ahijah the Shilonite found him on the road. Now Ahijah had clothed himself with a new cloak, give you 10 tribes, but he shall have 1 tribe for the sake of my servant David, and for the sake of Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen from all the tribes of Israel, because they have abandoned me and have worshipped Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, Chemosh, the god of Moab, and Milcom, the god of the sons of Ammon, and they have not walked in my ways, doing what is right in my sight, and keeping my statutes and my ordinances, as his father David did.
Nevertheless, I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hand, but I will make him ruler all the days of his life for the sake of my servant David, whom I chose, who kept my commandments and my statutes. But I will take the kingdom from his son's hand and give it to you, that is 10 tribes. But to his son I will give 1 tribe, so that my servant David may always have a lamp before me in Jerusalem. For myself to put my name, however I will take you, and you shall reign over all that you desire, and you shall be king over Israel. Then it shall be that if you listen to all that I command you, and walk in my ways, and do Jeroboam set out and fled to Egypt, to Shishak, king of Egypt. And he was in Egypt until the death of Solomon. And now the rest of the acts of Solomon and whatever he did and his wisdom, are they not written in the book of